Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
President Biden, remember, he had an improbable turn that made him president, and we were in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crash. He healed our sick and put the rest of us back to work.
He healed our sick and put the lockdown guy? I guess because he distributed the vaccine is what Bill Clinton is saying and put us back to work? King of lockdowns?
I don't know about healing the sick.
Even
the vaccines didn't heal you.
But listen, okay, yeah, exactly, like, protected you from dying from, but that's not healing. It's not what a vaccine doesn't even do that. It doesn't.
And actually, they lied that the vaccine
prevented transmission.
Right. So it actually made more people sick and caused more deaths.
Yeah, they engaged in a danger. You know, they didn't engage in any kind of distancing or protection because they thought they had a vaccine. Right.
Which from day one, even Fauci said, we're not sure if masks work, but we know social distancing usually works better to prevent transmission of disease.
And
but if you get a shot, you don't have to social distance anymore. Oh, it turns out that was a lie. More people died because of it. Thank you very much, Biden. Okay, so anyway.
Bill Clinton, listen, he is an incredibly gifted liar.
I was going to say he's an
incredibly gifted liar.
Oh, I was going to say he's senile as well.
No, but listen to this. It gets worse.
Okay.
And then he did something that's really hard for a politician to do. He voluntarily gave up political power.
I was afraid you were going to play that part.
Did it look like I was about to have a stroke?
I was going
to
say, when this actually happened in the arena, you should have seen Andrew McKay.
Like
that emoji with the head explodes. That actually happened to Andrew.
The old garbage pail kid where the nuclear explosion is coming out of the kid's head. Like, that was me.
Yeah.
Like, the what he did? Voluntarily gave up political power?
Yeah, you were
Oh, my. But that was the theme. Biden is such a great leader because he stepped aside. He passed the torch. He gave up the power. He did what was right. They forced him out against his will because he was going to lose badly, and they knew it, and the Obamas had to get involved and tell him, Joe got to go.
Joe, it's time to go.
Voluntarily gave up political power.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why the Kamala Harris, who did not participate in any of the primaries and did not get a single vote, and now we are into July, and Biden finally gets forced out by his abysmal debate performance, which confirms everything we have known about him for his mental condition for so long. Oh, yeah, no, he voluntarily stepped aside. He did what?
George Washington knew that, and he did it.
Oh, my God. Geez, George Washington.
And he set the standard for us serving two terms before it was mandatory. It helped his legacy, and it will enhance Joe Biden's legacy.
George Washington was great because he recognized he could have stayed in office, but he stepped aside voluntarily. Joe Biden is just like George Washington.
Every 4 years, it's a little different because the people come at the candidates, and they say, as they're saying now, here are our problems. Solve them. Here are our opportunities. Seize them.
Listen.
Here are our fears. Ease them. Here are our dreams. Help them come true.
Oh, here are our dreams. Please, mister, may I have another serving of your dream manifestation porridge? That's what they think the people want. They want government to help them accomplish their best selves.
Yeah.
Whereas,
ask
of course,
not
what
you can do for your country. Ask what. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, never mind. Let me don't finish
And
that.
What we want is leave us alone. Get out of the way. We will take care of this. We don't need your government to do for us. Just stop interfering and we'll take care of ourselves. But they are, let, you know, government, please, here's our dreams. Can you help?
Here are our dreams. Help them come true.
Oh, my whole body was cringing. And not from the lie about Joe Biden stepping aside, but from that. But then, even more interesting.
Not a day goes by that I don't thank the Lord for the chance I had to serve and what it meant.
I actually believe that. I think he's being sincere about that.
And one of the reasons. Thank you.
This was one of his best applause lines. Just, they're just saying thank you.
Wait. One of the reasons I love the job so much.
The excellent intern program. I had to. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that was
7:16 on News Radio 92.3.
It was a softball. He tossed it up
I know.
There.
And he paused for so long.
He paused, so
he gave the comic in me a chance. Yeah. He did not proceed with the speech.
Andrew and I were going on and on and on for like the whole time there was a pause. We kept like, because of this? Because of this? Because of this? Oh.
John Pickett. I feel so dirty. But there's a, it wasn't, I did not start it. John Pickett's got traffic on the 5.
No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling I-10 eastbound, right after the Pine Forest exit, you can experience about a 5-minute delay heading toward Highway 29 and continuing your journey I-10 eastbound. Just know about that. Other than that, the traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the 5s.
Sorry, John. I can't. Okay.
I mean, so, it could have went a whole lot of things.
Yeah,
there
it could have gone a whole
program,
bunch. Of...
There was the wealth that I've accumulated I got the position, the power, the notoriety, the celebrity. There's lots of reasons why he's liked having his position.
So she was a minor player in the grand scheme of things last night, but I thought she represented the idea of what the DNC is trying to accomplish with Kamala Harris and for Kamala Harris. This is a woman I'd never heard of before named Latifah Simon. She is a candidate for a U.S. representative, I think from California, if I remember correctly. But anyway.
They knew that she would hear them, that she would truly see them. Because there's something about Kamala Harris, for those who know her, you know, when she hears your story, she carries it with her. When she sees you, she truly sees you.
You see that kind of, that seenness, that embrace, she understands me. It's not about policy. It is about feel good. It's come with me. I'm your people. I'm your Messiah. I'm leading you into the promised land of power so that you can have everything that your dreamy heart wants.
When she goes into that Oval Office, when she goes into that Oval Office, I guarantee you she will take all of us with her. All of us.
Come into the promised land. Come into the Oval Office. I'm not going to make a Bill Clinton joke.
Oh, boy. I was just going to go back to, I know there's a lot of people who may be feeling like you were feeling, and we've had this conversation off the air quite a bit, where you're like, they're not talking about how she's going to
not a word.
Hear you, how she's going to fulfill your dream.
Yep.
They're not talking about how she's going to do these things. And I go back to a story I've shared many times, which is Obama Romney. And I could not understand how the first president who averaged over $4 a gallon gasoline or $3 a gallon gasoline got elected, reelected. Mm-hmm. Why would you even consider reelecting a person who's the first president ever to average over $3 a gallon gasoline for his first term in office? And there's all these other issues, you know, ramming through Obamacare without using any Republican support, completely locked him out. Like, why would you vote for this person who clearly does not want to be bipartisan at all? Why would you, you know, on and on and on. And later, after he was reelected, I had some close friends who I kept trying to convince them, don't vote for Obama, who a year later went, I wish I didn't reelect Obama.
Yeah.
And it turns out Mitt Romney was right about a lot of stuff, geopolitically and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I said, why did you vote for Obama then? And their answer, I'll never forget it. I felt like Obama cared about me more.
Yep. He gets
and
me.
That's
he
what
listens.
This is.
That's absolutely what this is. I want you. They want you to perceive Trump as indifferent, elite, not caring, radical, dangerous.
Swimming in
his money. That's exactly right. Kamala Harris gets you, and Tim Walz gets you. They are like you. They are no different from you. They are. I mean, listen to like the way Oprah taught. And Oprah, she slayed. I mean, she did. She was her speech was second only to Michelle Obama. Yeah. And some of the applause that she got because she was not an announced guest.
Yeah.
She was a surprise. She's like, oh, what?
Please welcome Oprah Winfrey.
And you can't hear it in this clip, but it was almost as loud as when Michelle was announced. It was enormous, her reception. But yeah, it's all about, you know, Kamala Harris hears you, is understanding you, is like you, that we're going to remember where we were. We're going to talk about, you know, how our kids are going to remember that we were here and at this moment.
Look,
I mean,
when she destroys the economy
we
even
are
further.
Not-
when she destroys the economy even further and you're unemployed and you can't afford your house and you get kicked out on the streets, look, she's going to cry with you, okay?
We are not so different from our neighbors. When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No, we just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady.
Digging on J.D. Vance.
Well, we try to get that cat out too.
It's all about the care and the heart and the remember where you were.
We're going to be teaching our daughters and sons about how this child of an Indian mother and a Jamaican father, two idealistic, energetic immigrants, how this child grew up to become the 47th president of the United States.
And it was enormous, the applause. And, you know, just think of how good you'll feel electing a, you know, black woman to be president. Just think of how good you'll feel about putting her there. She's going to save you from the demonic darkness of the other side and all the things. And by the way, right after that, it was kind of funny. They started chanting USA.
You know, let me tell you this.
And she talked him down. She, like, talked over him. She should have let him chant. There were several places where they should have let him chant longer. It would have taken an extra 10 seconds, 20 seconds, but it would have been worth it. So it's, again, it just all of this aspirational mountaintop.
I think after the first night where we went
with
to
Biden.
Almost midnight,
oh, yeah.
I think they might have been told by organizers.
You talk now. You talk over him.
Just keep talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Just
go
let us choose the sweet promise of tomorrow over the bitter return to yesterday. We won't go back.
That's a theme, we won't go back.
We won't be set back, pushed back, bullied back, kicked back. We're not going back.
To the good economy we had during Trump?
To the lowest unemployment for minorities in history?
Damn,
so,
that's too bad.
Let us choose. Let us choose truth. Let us choose honor. And let us choose joy.
Listen, it's a church service. There's no doubt about it. It's a church service.
But more than anything else, let us choose freedom. Why? Because that's the best of America. We're all Americans. And together, let's all choose Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
Oprah.
She killed. She absolutely killed. But again, here's my one thought about this is, so on Monday night, you had some very good, and then you had Joe Biden. But
he
looked
bad.
But he was at his best, and he looked presidential.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday night, you had Michelle Obama, cool. And you wished she'd been the candidate.
Yeah, by
and
remorse.
She looked presidential. And Obama, and he looked presidential. And even Hillary on Monday looked presidential. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then last night on Wednesday, you had Oprah and you're thinking, well, if we can't get Michelle, could we get her?
Yeah.
You know, some other black lady who's really good at this. And she looked presidential. And then Tim Walz. And Tim, listen, don't underestimate Tim Walz. He's the real deal.
He's a smart dude.
Yes, he is. He is probably going to, I would think, destroy J.D. Vance in the debates. I just don't be surprised if it happens.
It's
going to
be a very real test for J.D. Vance.
Tim Walz looked presidential. He didn't talk about policy at all. He just, it's all like me, like me, like me. So here's the thing. Tonight, is she going to measure up? Because you're watching this, you're thinking, that person was a president, and I see it. That person was a president, and I see it. That person could have been president, and I can see it. That person could have been president, and I can see it. That person could have been president, and I can see it. And tonight, you're going to watch here, and you'll be like, is she? And I, we'll see.
This is the person who in the Iowa, in the primaries in 2016 could not get
anything. No traction
Tulsi
whatsoever.
Gabbard.
Fell out in 2015 before we even clicked January.
Tulsi Gabbard, who is now an independent, got more primary votes than what Kamala got.
We'll
because
see.
The voters didn't like her.
John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, you're going to see slowdowns if you're headed I-10 eastbound right from the Pine Forest exit. Headed toward Highway 29 and eastbound. Again, that's about a 5-7 minute delay on that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have three boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And two of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3.
Sorry, I went so long in that last segment, but I think you'll agree that the intern joke was worth it. David Wayne is in the newsroom in Pensacola with our headlines. David?
Well, the White House says President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday about the ceasefire deal in Gaza. Of course, earlier this week, no deal was finalized while Secretary of State Antony Blinken was also in Israel and met with Netanyahu.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
It's the honor of my life
to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Former President Trump on Fox and Friends this morning.
Well, first of all, he's a total lightweight, and he shouldn't be even having any access to possibly being president. The guy, he's been a terrible governor. They've had nothing but problems in their state.
The convention ends tonight with Vice President Kamala Harris accepting the presidential nomination. Five bodies, including Mike Lynch's, are now recovered from the wreck of a yacht off the Sicilian coast.
The 59-year-old was one of the UK's best-known tech entrepreneurs and was recently acquitted in a multi-billion dollar US fraud trial. One passenger is left unaccounted for, understood to be Lynch's 18-year-old daughter, Hannah.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. 15 people survived when that ship went down Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, a beautiful Thursday morning. We've got 75 degrees and sunshine in Pensacola today. A 19-year-old motorcyclist was critically injured in a crash yesterday on 9th Avenue. That happened just north of Tippin. FHP says an SUV driven by a 32-year-old Pensacola woman didn't see the motorcycle and then pulled out in front of it. That caused the rider to crash into the right side of the vehicle. The motorcyclist was thrown into the road. The motorcycle then ended up crashing into a nearby parked car. The motorcyclist was taken to a hospital by ambulance. Right now, there's no word on his current condition. The 12-acre wildfire in Garcon Point area briefly flared up again yesterday.
It was spreading pretty quickly. And I got to the business, and we started getting trailers and loading up any valuables and equipment, and trying to get prepared to evacuate as soon as possible.
That is Loftus Marine, I'm sorry, CEO Julian Loftus. And ultimately, that fire was put back down and no evacuations were ordered on Wednesday. State fire officials say they're now working to develop ways to improve properties in the area and prevent those wildfires in the future. The cause of this week's wildfire hasn't yet been determined. Forestry officials are still monitoring some hotspots. And they say the fire could smolder for a few days, but Garcon Point Road was reopened yesterday afternoon. Chick-fil-A reportedly launching its own streaming platform. Deadline reporting the fast food company is working with several production companies to create family-friendly TV shows, reality series, and other entertainment ventures. The restaurant is the latest company to break into the entertainment space, joining Lyft, which produced its own game show. Well, you might be getting a letter soon telling you that your information has been compromised. The Florida Department of Health announcing yesterday that they've been impacted by a recent cyber attack. Some of the information that may have been affected, including social security numbers, banking information, credit card information, of course, ID information as well, driver's license, passport, military ID numbers, and even medical information such as the prescriptions that you have. The Florida Department of Health has already started notifying people who may be affected, and if you're one of them, you will be offered free credit monitoring and ID theft protection. There's a new initiative out there to help people affected by Hurricane Debby. Governor DeSantis announcing Activate Hope yesterday. That's an expansion of the Hope Florida program to serve people recovering from natural disasters. Activate Hope will be the emergency response arm of the Hope Florida initiative. DeSantis says it'll put together private sector, nonprofit, and government resources to help people get back on their feet after a disaster. 7:34 now at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available, whitesandselectric.com. No accidents still on the big board right now, but if you're headed on I-10 eastbound, expect right around the Pine Forest all the way down through Highway 29 and a little bit after that. Expect about a 15-20 minute delay due to volume through that construction zone, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance of rain overall. High near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, just a small chance of a stray shower. 30% chance of rain. High near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And again, sunny, 75 right now across the area. Beautiful day. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. According to a 2024 study by WorkProud that surveyed 1,000 full-time employees, only 23% of workers aged 42 and under expressed strong interest in staying with their companies long-term. For workers aged 30 and under, that number fell to 18%. Studies also show that employees who job hop are likely paid better because merit increases can only go so far. Plus, candidates can negotiate from a position of strength when they are first joining a company. A new LendingTree survey found that 45% of parents with children under 18 are willing to go into debt to fund a Disney vacation. The average amount of debt accumulated is roughly $2,000 between hotel accommodations, food, park entry, and more. Even more surprising, 59% of parents say they had no regrets about the spending. Futures are slightly higher ahead of Jerome Powell's comments tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
7:36, our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, my name is Sean Salmon, and I am the owner of Maynard's Donuts and Coffee on Nine Mile with two locations there. The team at ESPN Pensacola has been fantastic to work with, offering us creative and effective advertising solutions that resonate with the local sports community.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us back in Pensacola, I'm in Chicago, of course, for the DNC. But Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, is in Pensacola. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. So We had a an incident this morning that was not particularly good, right?
Yeah, kind of unusual. We had a shooting this morning up at the Flats Apartments, which is on the north end of North 9th Avenue. And what's unusual about it is the individual, there were two males, they knew each other. One of them shot the other one, but the one who was shot fled the scene. So we are currently looking for him. We believe that he was shot in the shoulder, and we're waiting to hear from him, hope to hear from him soon.
So the victim is the one who you haven't contacted. Is that right?
Well, before I would call him a victim, I can just say that the person who was shot fled the scene. And usually when somebody flees the scene, it's because they know the cops are on the way and they don't feel like interfacing with us.
Okay.
For whatever reason. And so I think that's what we have. Otherwise, if it was because they needed to get out of there because they felt they were in danger, as soon as they got to a medical facility or maybe a friend's house, they would call us, and that has not happened.
Okay, which they would normally report that to you if it's at a medical facility, right?
So, right.
So this is a case where, I mean, I know it's early and you're still investigating, but you're suspecting it might be actually self-defense or stand your ground or something like that?
Yeah, it could be, yes, sir.
Okay. And the Flats, that's that row of apartments when you're on 9th Avenue and you just cross over I-10 on the west side of the street. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Right. If you're going northbound, it's on the left side of the street past where CC's Pizza is and Winn-Dixie and okay. That area up in there.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of like you forget that those apartments are there because it's, you know, it's easy to drive by them and not pay attention to them. You guys also had a robbery, is that right?
Well, with the officers, this was Tuesday night. They responded to the Exxon gas station on 9th Avenue, where a female was leaving the gas station. A male walked up to her with a firearm and took her purse with force. And then another suspect stole the vehicle that she was driving. So we ended up getting the vehicle back. We're still looking for suspects and encourage anybody to call us or Crime Stoppers if they have any information on that robbery.
And are you treating this as a coordinated attack where the two were working together? This is not like she just got super unlucky twice in a row, right?
That would be rare. So, yes, most of the time it's going to be coordinated between the two suspects.
Okay. And this is, you know, I know Sheriff Simmons talks quite a bit about how stolen cars these days aren't what the typical you think of a stolen car being, that they're, you know, they're taking it to chop it up or resell it in Mexico or something like that. But they're typically taking cars now to use them in other criminal activities. Is that where PPD is thinking in general and about this case? Or
The sheriff is right on that. Most of the time there's no chop shops around here that we're aware of, and they're not certainly selling them on marketplace. So they're taking them to commit other serious crimes with them, and then they dump them afterwards.
Yeah, we had a neighbor who had a truck stolen. And, you know, they took it and then they drove it over to a place and then they left it and it was reported. And it's like, well, why? What? But, you know, that's just it's just a weird world we're living in with that kind of stuff. But you had another. So she had her car stolen. And you had mentioned to me that there was a carjacking. Was that the same incident or was there a different incident that involved the carjacking?
Unfortunately, it was a different one. This one was last night, where officers responded to the area of Davis and Fairfield in reference to the theft of a car. And what happened in this case was the victim, who was the seller, was in the process of selling his vehicle to a new acquaintance. The suspect, who was the purchaser, was test driving the car and then began using narcotics and for some reason became violent. The buyer punched the seller in the face, causing facial injuries. The buyer then pulled over and let the seller out of his own car, and the buyer took off with the car. So we are familiar with who this individual is, and we should be making contact with him soon.
Good Lord. So the seller in this case is basically doing everything the prudent way, which is stay in the car with the person you're selling it to because they're a stranger to you, and, you know, make sure that everything is fine. And in the process, did I hear you right that the buyer starts using drugs, assaults him, batters him, kicks him out of his own car, and takes off with the car?
Yes, you heard correctly.
Good.
So this
Lord.
This is one of those lessons that you don't sell your car to people at Davis and Fairfield or anywhere, any other intersection. Kind of need to go to a car lot if you want to do that sort of thing.
And people can still bring, like, if they're concerned about who they might be meeting for a Facebook Marketplace transaction or whatever, they can always come to your headquarters, right?
Oh, absolutely. We encourage that. We have officers, and if you need to, you know, we have officers that can be on the parking lot. We also do that for things such as the exchange of children amongst parents, so to make sure everything goes smoothly.
So as a general practice, because I'm thinking back to when I bought my Civic, they let, you know, the two guys let me take it. I just kind of showed them who it was, and they let me drive it around, which I think is more the norm than being in the car. Do you have a recommendation for people? Is it better to stay in the car with the person or better to let them, you know, drive it when you're trying to sell a car to a stranger?
You probably need to stay in the car with them. You may not get your car back.
Okay, cool. I didn't know what the answer would be, so I was kind of curious what you'd say. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the PPD. Hang on for just a second, Mike. Let's get a traffic on the fives from John Pickens back in Pensacola.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling I-10 eastbound all the way from the 9 Mile exit past Highway 29 exit, you're going to see some major delays right now. We're talking 20, 25-minute delays if you have to take I-10 eastbound, so just be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the PIO for the PPD. You know, all acronyms speak this morning. Actually, this is kind of funny. He's the PIO for PPD, and we're going to talk about PSC. See what I did there? The Pensacola State College, I guess substation would maybe be the most technical term for it. Where are we? Are we there yet? Almost there yet? We've been kind of hearing about delays and delays and delays, especially for the IT infrastructure.
Delays are gone and we are in it. It's up and running. Yeah. As of this week. And so the officers are able to, and what's important to know is this is not a place for the public to go to report crimes or anything else. It's this solely for the officers to be able to go take breaks, to be able to upload video from their body cameras and to do paperwork.
So, and this is designed because the idea is that being up at PSC is quite a ways from the Haines Street headquarters, and it allows your officers who are deployed to the northern areas of the city to have a closer base of operations, so they don't have to come all the way back down for any of the offloading of body cameras or filing of reports or just to take a break, right?
Yeah, so that's the most northern part, or for the officers know it as Beat 1, which is the farthest away from the police headquarters that you can be in the city limits. So now we have a place for the officers to go to do the things they would normally do at the headquarters. They can do it now up there on the north end and not leave their patrol areas.
And also faster response times in case somebody is on a break or doing whatever they might be doing that's official business. They can do it there and be closer to a northern scene, whereas before, HQ downtown is, you know, quite a ways away, 10-15 minutes, you know, away from some of the northern parts of the city, right?
Yeah, so normally they would ask dispatch, am I clear? Is, you know, are you holding any calls up here? And if not, they would run down there real quick, get their business done, and then come back up north. But a lot of times once they're down there, then something happens and they're, you know, they're several minutes away. So this is going to alleviate that problem. We're very thankful to PSC for allowing us to move in there.
Yeah, so this is a bonus to the officers. It's also a savings of time, means that they can respond to more calls. But, you know, key is that they can have a higher chance of being able to respond in a timely manner. So response time, as we know, key to being able to thwart or solve or help people who might be hurt or anything like that. So that's great. And you said just opened this week?
Yes, just this week.
Outstanding. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, and we've talked about this several years ago, but it keeps coming up, so I wanted to hit on it again. It's why do officers use their emergency lights to go through an intersection and then turn the lights back off again? And there's really a couple reasons for that.
I know the answer. It's because cops don't follow the law and they just want to abuse their privilege in order to go through a red light and not wait for 30 seconds, right? Isn't that right?
Well, now, that's why we're talking about it, because that's wrong. That's wrong. And if an officer ever did that, they would surely face disciplinary action because that's totally against policy. But the reason they do that is because they're en route to a call that needs to be expedited. It may not be a full-blown emergency yet, but they need to expedite to get there to keep it from evolving into a full-blown emergency. So most of the time that you see that happening will be on night shift, when there's very little traffic. They're still not going to run under that red light with nothing on. They're going to turn those lights on, maybe not even the siren, but they're going to do that before they breach that intersection. In the daytime, if they need to expedite, they may just run lights and siren the whole way.
And I'm guessing, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember when I did a ride along with Chief Brask at Escambia County Fire Rescue several years ago, he explained to me that being on a response, having your lights on and going through traffic is one of the most dangerous things that cops do or that anybody does. And so if you can travel under sort of normal but faster circumstances without your lights going on, you're actually safer. And so just doing it to get through the intersection is a way of improving officer safety, unless you need to be full-blown, full-bore, you know, pedal to the metal kind of thing. Do I understand it right?
Yeah, you do. And sometimes we're going to respond to an emergency with just the lights on and no siren. And, well, people are saying, well, why are you doing that? Well, the reason is because we're probably very close to getting on scene and we don't want to scare off the suspect. If they hear us coming, then they know to flee. On the other hand, though, we may use the lights and the siren when we're very close in order to get maybe a fight to break up, something like we want them to know that we're on the way and that we're almost there.
You mean you view it as a tool that you use appropriately in the circumstances?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course you do. That's fantastic. Well, thank you for explaining that. I am sure if I asked for a show of hands, a lot of people listening be like, oh, yeah, I always thought that about those cops. So that's a good thing to explain to them. That's excellent. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer of the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, as always, thank you so much for the time and keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:51 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes, and Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Project Management Institute for their Dolphin Sunset Cruise networking event Saturday afternoon at Frisky Mermaid Boat Tours. See PMIEmeraldCoastFL.org for more. Sign up now for the Northwest Florida Business Roundtable, a must for local business owners and operators. See PensacolaChamberFL.com. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're just joining us for the first time this week, shame on you. We've been talking about the DNC all week because we are here in Chicago covering it, and I strongly recommend that you go back and listen to it. We've been talking about it all week, all kinds of insights and unique perspective just because we are here, stuff that you cannot see, even if you watch necessarily on television. But check it out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com. Download the app, News Radio Pensacola, on your phone. Super easy to listen to podcasts there, or even listen to the live feed, and that helps you if you're in an area where you can't catch us over the air, maybe you're out of town or something like that, or it's just more convenient sometimes to listen on your phone than it is to listen on the radio. Back in Pensacola, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we do have a vehicle blocking the left turn lane going north on Davis at Burgess. Seems that two vehicles, one is jumping off the other one. But again, it's blocking the northbound left turn lane onto Burgess. I-10 eastbound, it's backed up all the way to 9 Mile. You expect about a 20-25 minute delay as the volume of traffic is heading eastbound on I-10 all the way past the Highway 29 exit. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Canadian railroads have been shut down after labor talks broke down with two Canadian railroads. U.S. Railroad Union Pacific says the Canadian strike could mean about 2,500 rail cars that generally cross the U.S. border won't be doing so. Elon Musk reportedly foreclosing on Gene Wilder's Los Angeles home. The Willy Wonka star, who died in 2016, sold the property in 2007 for $2.7 million. Musk later bought the house and sold it to Gene Wilder's nephew, who's also an actor. Apparently, he fell behind on his loan payments during the Hollywood strikes last year. And a theme park in Tennessee says it's soon going to have the longest continuous zip line in the U.S., Wildside Adventure Park in Pigeon Forge says the Mega Zip is making its debut next spring. It's going to be over a mile long at over 5,700 feet with a vertical drop of over 1,000 feet.
Wow. Would you do it?
Yes, in a heartbeat.
100%.
It sounds so much fun.
I know. But would you be the first one to do it?
Ooh, now there's a better question. We'll go together. You go first. I'll go right after.
And then I'm joining in.
Yeah. Oh, well, John will go first.
There we go. No. Andrew first.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Brave until the real question comes. I feel the same way. And I am not. I will tell you, I am never the early adopter. I'm always the, hey, you know, get me in gamma testing, you know, that's what I'm interested. Delta, way beyond there. I don't want to know in beta testing, especially for things like that. I just let a couple people try it and then everything will be fine. I don't need to find out about the recall later. That's not the way I do things. Hey, coming up next, I think we are supposed to be connecting with Jewel Canada Wynn, who is a local former city council member and school teacher and a friend who you heard on the rap. And she is here in Chicago as an elector for the Democrat Party. I say I think so because I've been kind of back and forth on some of these organizational things, but that's who I expect to have on next, and we'll talk about her perception of the DNC coming up next.
You're listening.